Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Better than you. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Kevin, 08 Wrangler Unlimited 4x4. Is it lifted?
It's a Wrangler.
Yes, it is lifted. How much?
4 inches.
32s, 33s on the tires. Do you remember?
33s.
33s, okay. Hardtop?
Yes.
Dude,
you know what this vehicle is? I mean, you only have six of them, right?
A month ago, I would have given you 18, and now I'm going to hit you at 15.
Yeah, that's what I was listening to. I heard what you were saying about that. The past 6 months, the numbers were bad, and I was wondering, you know, just trying to get an idea of what I can get for it.
Pretty
shape, it's 4x4. Body damage, or there's no body damage, no dings, no dents. Interior is immaculate. But you're saying around 15?
Yeah, if you're a Jeep guy, you know these things have just always oversold. I mean, they've just always been worth more money than book. They've always been a premium. You can't steal a Jeep. It's just, I mean, they're just high. And they're just adjusting finally. I mean, the four-door Unlimited came out in 08 or 07. I forgot. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, this car's been overselling for 10 years, and they're finally starting to adjust a little bit. I'm a 15 grand buyer with a hard top and a lift. On 90,000 miles.
Okay.
Hey, I've got one that I've got 18 grand in, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. I mean, I'm going to take a big old loss on it. I took a $1,000 hit on that one 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I took a $2,000 hit on one last week. I mean, I've been losing money on every one I get a hold of because I've been big ball
buying
them.
What would I do to go about selling it to you?
Okay. GiveMeTheVIN.com is our website. Drop the VIN number in, put the miles on comments, say, John, hit it at 15 grand on the radio. Here's the pictures.
Okay.
There's a place to push two pictures. And then either Brad Hooter or Michael text you back, hey, send me some more pictures, and they'll send you a checklist of what we need. We need a copy of the front and back of the title, just a picture, or the payoff information, a copy of your driver's license. We verify the car's okay through the pictures, and then we send the driver to your house to pick it up with a check. If there's a payoff, then we have to pay it off.
There is not a payoff.
Okay, then we'll just pick it up with a check. We'll swap you out a $15,000 check for the title and the truck on the spot at your work or your house, wherever you want. Are you in Houston or Dallas?
I'm in Galveston.
Okay. That's fine.
So you said just get my VIN.com?
Give me the VIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Gotcha.
Thanks.
All right. Well, appreciate it, guys.
And look it over for rust. You're down on the beach. If it's got bad rust, I need to know it. Because that's the one. We've had to turn down a couple of cars when we've gotten to Galveston over rust. But not, I mean, surface rust on the frame, I understand. When it gets holes in it or it gets weak spots in it, that's when it's a problem.
Right. No, the only problem I had was around the windshield brackets, but I had those replaced with the high-grade stainless steel.
Okay. Nice. So under the undercarriage, the exhaust pipe's not rusted out or anything like that?
Well, I just had that replaced with a Banks power exhaust.
Okay. Cool. Well, we got to, and like, I mean, if it's, you know, beach cars, they typically have a rust color on the frame. We just reshoot them black. I mean, I'm not trying to, but I mean, if they're bad, then I've got one the other day I bought at Lake Charles. It's terrible. I mean, a four-wheel drive Ford truck. I mean, it's like got holes in the frame. So it's junk. I mean, I got to sell it frame damage, and I'm going to wind up losing my butt on it. But anyway, yeah, we'll give you 15 grand.
All right. Well, it was just so you know, it was originally in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So I picked it up out there in 2012. So it wasn't always on the beach.
It hasn't lived its life in the beach. Okay, I'm good. I'm cool.
All right.
Let's get it done. Thanks. 15 Sierra with 7,000 miles. Gene, is it a crew cab? Is it the big back door or the small back door?
It's the big back door. It's fully loaded. The only thing it doesn't have is four-wheel drive. And that's why I'm calling to see what I can get for it to get me a four-wheel drive.
What brand do you want?
Either GMC or Ford.
Ford, okay. Where do you live?
Great City, Texas.
Gotcha. So it's got leather, roof, nav, the big wheels.
I take that back. It doesn't have roof.
Okay. What color?
It's a quicksilver, diamond quicksilver.
Okay. No,
I'm thinking. Just, when I bought it, I wasn't thinking I was going to want a four-wheel drive. But now when I see everybody's got one, I want one.
There's a lot of options on these rigs, too much to get into on the radio, but my gut is telling me $30,000 based off what I've been paying for two-wheel drive. It's not a high country. An LTZ leather roof nav is worth $30,000, and yours is a GMC without the roof, but the GMCs are worth a little bit more money than the Chevys. So I'm figuring the difference. But anyway, put me down for $30 for the record, but we'll rebid it once we get the VIN number and the pictures. If you go to givemethevin.com, we'll email you a hard number.
Okay, bud.
Thank you. 800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. So remember, I wanted to get a Rover.
Yes.
And I got a lease price on a new Rover. Yeah. It was $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
So I found, I mean, just ironically, a guy we do business with by cars from has a white, black, two-tone Rover, the one I wanted, the 150 grander, and it's 80,000 with 13,000 miles. So I called the leasing company and I give them the VIN number. I said, you know, now that the big depreciation's already happened, how much would it cost to lease this for 2 years? Because I don't want to buy them because they fall so hard. I mean, you cannot buy a Range Rover and not lose your shirt. $2,000 a month.
Really?
The lease residual was 50% over 2 years. That means that the leasing companies figured it to lose 50% of its value in 2 years with only 10,000 miles a year. Yeah, I was like, my God. So, I'm sticking with Ford trucks for now.
Yeah, good idea.
800-800-7234.
Why do you want a Rover so bad? I just don't see you driving a Rover.
That's not what my wife said.
It's not you.
That's what my wife said.
There's something. What bug bit you?
The two-tone Rover, I like it. And I spend so much time in my car.
You think they're that comfortable, though?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I don't want a luxury car. I want a luxury SUV. And everybody has a Lexus.
Man,
good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I've got a 2010 F-250 Lariat, black, fully loaded.
How many miles?
It's got 111.
Lifted or stock?
It's lifted. It's got a 4-inch lift.
Diesel or gas?
Diesel. I just put brand-new 35-inch Toyo all-terrain and brand-new 20-inch wheels.
Okay. Long bed or short?
It's got 6'6".
Okay.
It's a short, regular.
Factory navigation, factory sunroof?
It's got the factory, the Bluetooth navigation, the backup camera, sunroof, the rear power sliding window.
Okay. Nav and roof are the two hard options. Those are the money options. And obviously it's leather if it's a Lariat. On a scale of 1 to 10, is it an 8 or a 9? Is it a nice truck?
It's plain. It's flawless.
Have you geeked out the emissions or the chips or the? Have you done any work on it?
No.
It's stock. Okay.
Yep.
It's a 10. It's an old body style. 6.4 liter or 6.7, whatever that's called. 6.4.
6.4.
With 110.11 lifted, bad to the bone. $24,000 is what I wrote down. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just basing off of trucks I bought like that recently. What does that do to you? Are you there?
Good Lord.
Yep.
24,000.
24?
Yep.
All right. Appreciate it.
Go to givemethevin.com. Load it up. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO is how you get a hold of us right now. We're wrapping the show up, so if you want to get on the air and get a bid, you need to call now. 800-800-RADIO. 800-800-7234. Omar, 97 Civic with only 30,000 miles. Somebody passed away in your life.
Huh?
Did someone pass away and leave this to you?
No. So here's the deal. I had this 97 Civic. We did a 2000 conversion and put an SI in there. We wanted to turbo it out. It's ready for all that. Got a SI, you know, twin cam, everything, the Ford leather seats, totally converted, super nice. But the new Type R is coming out, and that comes stock turbo. So rather than finishing the project, putting a turbo, I'd just rather buy the new one. So I'm looking for the money to put it in, the down payment for that.
What will you take for it?
man, I really would love, you know, like 5 or 6.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm confused. What is this now?
It's a Subaru WRX that used to be a Civic.
Okay.
No. It's a 1997 Honda Civic, but with the 2000 Civic Si complete conversion.
I'm just being sarcastic. You turned it into a hot rod.
Basically, yeah. Okay, that was funny.
I don't know. How about that? Am I going to give $5,000 for it? No, I do know that. Will I give $3,000 or $35,000? Possibly. I really need to see the pictures and everything you just wrote down. Explain it. So go to givemethevin.com, put the VIN number in, push the pictures, and just give me a brief summary of the conversion you did so I can figure out what the hell this is, and we'll get on it.
Sweet, man.
All right, bye. Sweet. 800. What do you say, sweet?
Yeah, I bet you it has suede interior.
No,
like top
no.
And stuff.
It's a rice rock. It's got a great big pipe on the back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know what the whenever the VTEC hits on Honda, whenever it kicks in, you know what it sounds like? I'm gay. 800-8 No, they sell.
No, there's a
but
market.
This is a 97.
That body stole. I mean, does he got wheels and paint and stuff? I mean,
Who knows? Dude, we could have spent an hour on call. I just wanted to get it online before my brain started melting. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Yeah, the Rovers are depreciating assets. We knew that already, and that's why I kept trying to lease one. But why do I want to drive one? I don't know.
There's so much more luxury SUV. That's what you're looking for? Have you seen
one of
those?
Or a Land Cruiser.
Yeah, I'll say, what about a Land Cruiser, an LX 570?
A Land Cruiser. I don't want an LX. I don't want to be a Lexus.
Just that's what the Land Cruiser is, basically.
I know it, but the Land Cruiser says, hey, I can afford a nice car, but I'm not cheesy and didn't buy a Lexus. It's the same rig.
What about
the
Infiniti QX56? Have you sat in those things?
I've driven those things to Colorado and back, and they're awesome. Best driving car on the road.
Half the price of the Rover, right?
But I'm sick of them.
Too many.
The body style.
I see where we're going now. Okay.
The body style on that Infiniti is so aggressive, they age out quick in your eyes. They've always done that. I mean, when the Q45 came out in 97, it was like, wow, look at that car. But like 2 years from me, like, it looks like a spaceship. It's over. I don't know. They just they term out quick in my brain.
You want something that not everybody has.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, I'm a car guy. Yeah. You know, that's my business. I'm supposed to have something a little bit special. Why are we losing all these calls? They're all falling off. I'm taking one live. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ron.
Hey, Ron. What you got?
I got an 07 H2.
Good. I like H2s. How many miles?
You're probably not going to like that. I think 117,000.
That's okay. They quit making them. I still like them. Is it lifted or is it stock?
It is stock.
17 grand, 16 grand is what I've been given for those miley ones.
Oh, okay.
Is that cool? Does that work for you?
I'm going to see if it works for my wife because she loves this dang thing. It's my vehicle, but she loves it.
Well, go to givemethevin.com, put the VIN number in, push the picture, say Wolf hit it 16, 17 grand on the air, and we'll email you an official offer letter.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Who this be?
CJ.
CJ, what you got?
I've got a 2000 Dodge Dakota RT.
Okay.
It's got the sensors in the transmission have gone bad, and the motor's got a knock.
Oh, that's bad. I don't really want it then.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, $500. I like those things. They're worth some money when they're ready. But that car, to replace the engine in that car, is going to cost $3,500, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a couple of guys that have been interested that we're going to drop new motors in them. So I was just curious.
What did they say it cost to put a motor in that rig?
You know, I haven't really looked it up. Mm-hmm. The guy that was going to replace the motor, he had a four-wheel drive with the same 5.9 liter motor, so he's already got the motor ready.
Just sell it to the first guy that offers you anything and be done with it. I'm giving you good advice. I mean, projects, and I know it's your money and it's hard and it's emotional, but man, you get a hold of something like that.
I know I wasn't gonna get a lot for it. So,
what have you had offered on it so far?
I've had an offer for $1,500.
You sell it.
Why did you not take it?
Yeah.
I'm not being sarcastic. I do it all
the
time.
The guy called me the day before he was going to come pick it up and said he was reevaluating, you know, with the economy and everything, okay. And decided he didn't want to buy a truck right now.
Okay, so you didn't have a good offer. You haven't had a good offer that you've turned down yet?
Not really.
Okay. Well, whenever somebody comes off a $1,000 bill or anything close to it, just take it.
Yep, that's what I'm planning on doing.
All right, man. Mike, Camaro Mike, we'll be right back after these short messages.
All right,
bye.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They definitely.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
We have 10 minutes left of show, and we have lines open for you. If you want to sell your car, you can call right now, 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234. Start pouring them in, and I will start hammering out these bids. Mike, 10 Camaro, is it an SS or regular?
SS.
Good. What color?
Red.
Stripes? With the white stripes or black stripes? All right.
Yes.
Chrome or regular wheels?
Chrome.
It's got the higher chrome. Leather stick, leather automatic?
Leather automatic.
What's wrong with it?
55,000 miles.
Anything wrong with it?
I don't think so, John.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Is
my
it
son's car,
one SS or two SS? You may not know the difference.
I do not know the difference.
Does it have factory navigation and or sunroof?
Has sunroof.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. 55,000 mile, bright red, pretty car, nothing wrong with it. Mid-teens.
Beautiful car.
Yeah.
All ass kind of car.
I got you. Oh, I got you. 14 to 15.
Dang, I was afraid that's what you were going to say.
That's a
pay. Way upside down on it. I'm just trying to figure it out.
What do you owe on it? 20?
25.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Owie. I'm going to say to get that flipped to get that flipped in one, he had to roll negative equity in from something else. Is that accurate or not?
They just took him to the bank. It's rough deal.
You know anyway. What's weird is that's still, you know, everybody, car dealing's changed and the computers have changed everything and everybody in the industry's transparent. That's not true. Mm-mm. It is just as bad as it ever was. They will take you out. Bigger than Dallas, if they have a chance.
I know.
Yeah, just as bad as
you're exactly right.
They're just smoother about it. I mean, I sit in these stores and watch what's going on. I'm just like, man. You know, y'all are going to see this guy in 2 years when he comes to trade this thing back in. Then what? We'll worry about that then. I'm like, okay.
I'd like to go have a visit with a guy, but I guess I better not.
Yeah, it's just you know, he got your son. I'm sorry about that. All right, dude. Talk to you.
Those are the worst.
800-800-7234, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO, 2010 Titan with 100 on it. It's leather. Dean, is it leather?
Yes, sir, it's leather.
Two-wheel drive or four?
Four-wheel drive.
Okay. Average rough or clean?
Clean.
I'm thinking 10, but I want to look at a market survey on it real quick. Hold on. It's a Titan. All it's right. A two-wheel drive, right?
Four-wheel drive,
hang on.
And LE, leather, fully loaded, no sunroof.
Okay, LE crew. Not a Pro 4X?
No, not a Pro 4X.
It's got 100 on it. No, I'm too light. I'm hitting you low, I'm sorry. I thought it was a two-wheel drive. It's got 90 on it.
Yeah, it's got 90.
12, 5, 13, 13 grand is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's a little low for me.
It's just the miles.
I'm upside down on it as well.
It's just the miles. It's just the miles. That's that.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Well, if you change your mind, we might find some more money. We might find another 1,000, but I don't think we're going to find 2,000 more. If another 1,000 would do the trick, go to givemethevin.com and push it to my guys, and they'll send you a bid.
All right, man. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Grand Cherokee with 9,000 miles, 14. Jimbo, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Limited. So leather roof nav?
The extended sunroof nav, the Super Group 2 package, or Group 2.
Okay.
Package.
Does it have DVDs in the back of the headrest?
DVD.
Nope.
Okay. Does
no CD player, too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nobody uses them anymore. Four-wheel drive or two?
Yeah, no. Two.
V8 or six?
V8.
Okay. V8.
It's dark green, that dark green color.
Okay.
With the tan interior.
Is it an Overland? Because that sounds like an Overland.
No, I wish it was. It's right. Not, though.
Pretty cars. Does it,
green, did, that,
does,
yeah.
It, does it have that automatic cruise control braking thing that keeps you from hitting people?
If it does, I've never used it, to be honest.
Well, when you set the cruise on these things, it won't let you run over somebody. It's the damnest thing. Like, if you're going 60 and there's a guy in front of you going 50, when you get up on him, like, within 300 yards, it'll start slowing down. It's cool.
I honestly don't know if I have that. I would say no, but I don't know for sure.
He hasn't tried to kill anybody.
I hear. Well, you know how to try to kill somebody. You just let it go. It won't let you kill anybody.
No.
It's a 14 Grand Cherokee Limited. This truck should be worth more than this.
I thought 14 this, grand, you said?
No. I'm just 14 model. It's a mid-20s car. It's a $25,000 rig, maybe 26.
25, 26. Got the 20-inch wheels as well.
Okay. Now we're leaning more towards that 26.
Okay. I think I owe a little bit more than that. You know, I'm getting cost with work, so I don't need this thing, but I think I owe a little bit more than that.
What do you think you owe?
No. 29.
Yeah. You're a little flip, but you're not bad. Hell, everybody's flip these days. I mean, let me look at average MMR on this car. Hold on a second. Let me put in the... It doesn't have an average. It's too bad. Go ahead and send me the VIN. Go to givemethevin.com. Givemethevin.com. And put the VIN in. On the comments, put what we talked about on the radio, and we were going to relook at it. I'm going to try to get closer to 29. I might be able to get to 27 because the miles are so damn low.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. 800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO.
Tacoma, I just lost you. I liked that car. You hung up. You didn't. You weren't patient. Chris.
Yes.
Okay, we got old body style Chevy Silverado with 40, two-wheel drive, short bed. Is it a crew cab?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is it leather?
Yes, sir.
Is it navigation and or sunroof?
No.
Is it an LT or an LTZ?
LT.
20, it's low 20s. It's 22 grand.
22?
Yeah, that's just off the top of my head. That's what I'm thinking. Have you had it bid anywhere? I mean, are you working a deal with anybody right now?
No, not at this time.
Okay. If that works or we're close, go to givemethevin.com, load the pictures and the VIN number, and we'll tighten it up. I might give a little more. It's out of warranty.
Okay.
But that's, I think I'm right on, actually. All right, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Mary, good morning.
Hello, good morning. I would like to find out, I have a Mercedes, which was my dad's car.
Okay.
It's a 1985, and I'm wanting to get rid of it.
Okay.
It's in the garage. I sort of drive it in the driveway and back, you know, like every month or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it a diesel?
I think I could get, no, it's not diesel, no. It's a four-wheel drive, I think.
Okay.
I don't know too much. But my son lives in Houston, and he's the one that will be doing the transaction. I just called to find out what it would be worth.
Where do you live?
I live in Beaumont.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm familiar with Beaumont. This car is going to be worth somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000, and it all depends on what kind of condition. It's 90,000 miles. It's old, you know. I need to look at this one.
Go to the website.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Have him go to the website, givemethevin.com, push the VIN and the pictures, and we will work it off the air.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Mary.
I'll give him a ring today.
Okay.
Super Bowl picks quick, John.
You know my pick. I already bet 100 on a Carolina.
And I'm with Broncos. Go Broncos. Go Manning.
Jeff, hold tight, and I'll get your question off the air as soon as we get done because we don't have 20 seconds left. Justin, same with you. I'm going to get your question off the air in just a minute on this 09 Dodge. So we have 100 straight up on this game, right?
Yep.
Okay. And it's Peyton's last Super Bowl.
Last game.
Mm-hmm. That may be in your favor, dude.
We'll
I mean,
see.
This could be one to, you know, I'm excited about. What time is it?
It's at 5:15.
5:15. We'll be there. Super Bowl. Jeff, Justin, hang tight. Anybody else, go to givemethevin.com. Thanks.
Good hand, but a good set at $16,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps this little show up. Y'all move right over, buy you some Bibles, or go back down the lane and buy you whatever you want.